Like fishing with McGuan Joanne. McGuan. McGuan is M-C-C-U-A-N. M-C-C-U-A-N. M as in Mary. M-C-C-U-A-N. McGuan. Joanne is J-O-A-N-N-N. I'm sorry. J-O-A-N-N. Date of birth is 7/22/63. Date of visit is 5/14/25. Please make a copy for Geraldo Melo. M-E-L-O. Geraldo. H-A-R-O-L-D-O. Next paragraph, dear Geraldo. Thank you for sending Joanne McGuan for preliminary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 61-year-old female who has been experiencing apneic episodes associated with the loud snoring, has been extremely overweight over the past few years. The patient did try to lose weight and apparently has lost about 15 pounds in the past 6 months. She has been diagnosed to have ADHD and has been on Vyvanse. She also has a history of hypertension and pre-diabetes. The patient complains of some daytime fatigue and sleepiness, and she has been using zolpidem 10 milligrams at night due to her insomnia. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of hypertension for more than 10 years, history of pre-diabetes. She has hypothyroidism and reflux disease. Surgery includes a hysterectomy in 1995, history of right knee, partial replacement in 2015, left knee partial replacement in 2018. She had a septal, nasal septal repair and breast augmentation surgery in 91. The patient also has a diagnosis of ADHD. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next. Habits of patient. Denies smoking, drinks alcohol occasionally. She was a hairstylist. Next, family history. Father died of dementia. Mother also died of old age and dementia. Next, med list. Levothyroxine, 75 micrograms daily. And omeprazole 40 milligrams a day, topiramate 100 milligrams as needed, azitromycin-simvastatin 10-40 milligram daily, and Vyvanse 50 milligrams daily. Cholecalciferol 50 milligrams a day. Next, system review. The patient is overweight. She has fatigue, no fevers, chills, no glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo or hoarseness. She has no shortness of breath, of wheezing, or cough. No abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, reflux, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, and no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. No urinary frequency or flank pains, no easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She has apneic episodes. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This very obese, middle-aged, white female was alert. No acute distress, no pallor, rectus, cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 132 by 80. Pulse 88. Respirations are 18. Temperature 97.6. Weight is 203. Saturation 98. HGNA norms phallic. Pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreed excursions. Lung fills were clear, death sounds were distant. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megalus, bowel sounds act. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex is 1+ with no gross motor, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression. Number one is obstructive sleep apnea. Number two, history of hypertension. Number three is exogenous obesity. Number four is hypothyroidism. And number five is ADHD. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a polysomnographic study. Copy of her recent lab work could be requested. Chest x-ray, PA lateral was ordered. She was counseled about quitting. I'm sorry, she was counseled about losing weight. And regular exercise. Follow-up visit be arranged approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Haroldo Melo, M-E-L-O, Haroldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, Haroldo Melo, M-D. My guest, Dr. Susan.